The tiniest transistors, 1.4 billion capacity on 1.5 square inch. Amazing, amazing, amazing. This is the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The tiniest transistors. What are the tiniest transistors? Well, in the Popular Science magazine for December 2012, they have a grand award winner, the Intel third generation Core I series processor, I'd call the Ivy Bridge. It's 1.5 square inches, and the transistors that it holds are 1.4 billion, and the cost per transistor, the cost for the 1.5 square inch, is $150. Amazing what things happen in our wonderful, fantastic, glorious world. We live in a world of magic. We live in a world of make-believe, and yet things are being done in a way that are just so fantastic. It's unbelievable that it could ever be so. Almost since Moore's Law was proposed in 1965, chip makers have been wringing their hands over the day when they can no longer keep up, when they can't pack twice the number of transistors onto a square inch of chip every 2 years. That's Moore's Law. Transistors are the microscopic switches that make electronics work, that are the most fun things that we have to live with every day. Each transistor contains a gate, or rather each transistor. Transistors are the micro switches that make electronics work, and each one contains a gate that stops or releases current running through a silicon channel. In most designs, the gate sits on top of the channel. As the engineers designed smaller transistors, though, the gate couldn't completely close, so energy would leak out. To solve the problem, Intel engineers developed a 3D transistor for the Ivy Bridge microprocessor. They raised the channel so the gate now wraps around on three sides of the transistor, rather than on just one. As a result, they can fit more on the 22-nanometer thin transistor onto a chip. The processor is both faster and more energy efficient, and the chip makers momentarily can rest easy that Moore's Law still functions. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. And all for $150 for that. What a fantastic thing. What an amazing thing that comes into our world. Tiniest transistors that have ever been. Now, years ago, they said they could fit the Library of Congress on a computer, that is, on a handheld computer. And then time went on, and they fit more and more and more. Our brains are like these computers, like the computers. And in the computers are many, many tiny transistors. And the transistors hold information. And in our brain, we have the capacity to hold more information than any transistor that ever could be thought. But little by little, we're eking up on the ability to match our brain, transistor for transistor, energy for energy, the ability to do anything. And Our brain also has the ability to tie things together, to coordinate things, to tell you what's going on and what's important and what's going on in life. We have the tiniest transistors that ever exist in our brain already. And the tiniest transistor that we're seeing here, 1.4 billion capacity. How amazing. And yet, we're not surprised at our own brains that have far in excess of 1.4 billion capacity. We come up with the imagination to build transistors. We come up with the imagination to do Moore's Law. Every 2 years, expand the transistors to make the chip makers have a possibility of things that are greater and greater and greater. It's outstanding and it's amazing. But this is how we are. We are amazing beings. And we will create all of our lives more and more amazing things. We'll create more and more all of our lives, more and more beautiful concepts. And the day will come that we, in our creation, will say to the chip itself, whatever I tell you to do, you can do, because I implant in you my belief that you can do anything I say you can do. Now, in saying such a thing as that, what are we doing? We are saying that we're taking our human capacities and putting them onto, comparing them with a chip, or telling the chip that it can do anything our human capacity can do. Is that what we really mean? Do we one day want to have the world be just a robot? Well, it seems like this is what they're pointing at. But for the world to one day be a robot, to have all the capacities and all the abilities that the human being has, will be quite amazing. It'll be quite amazing indeed. And the reason it'll be amazing is because every day we're finding out that the brain can do more and more things, because the brain has no limit. Its source, the mind, the universal mind, that which is everything, everywhere, is so vast and so magnificent that the chips that they're working on, as grand as they are, as marvelous as they are, and as exciting as they are, and giving us all the gadgetry that makes our life exciting and fun, they are but a drop in the bucket compared to what the human brain can do and what the infinite mind is, the allness. Do you think that we could ever arrive at the day of allness? Do you think we could ever arrive at the day of awareness of allness? Do you think that we could ever make a gadget which could manipulate the allness, manipulate the isness of all of life? Hey, those are kind of big and fantastic terms, but do you think that day could ever come? Well, actually, that day is here with us now. That day is here with us now because we transcend everything we do, because we go beyond whatever we are limiting ourselves to. And what we are doing, just as we're doing this in the chip making, we are tearing away the limitations. We are removing all of those things that say it can't be done. We are removing all those things that say the mind of man cannot be a beautiful computer, translating the allness of the infinite mind into the brain of man, into the life of the human. It's all ours right now. And we don't have to go through this many-channeled pathway to find it. And we don't have to ever think it's going to be right or wrong, because when we say all is in divine order, our chip is in divine order, our mind is in divine order, our ideas are in divine order, and whatever it is that we would like to experience, it's in divine order. We are amazed at 1.5 square inches, or 1.4 billion capacity. Amazing. You can be sure, as knowledge comes to us, we'll find that our brain far exceeds that. Our brain per square inch will far exceed the 1.4 billion capacity. Our brain is the allness. Our brain is limited only by what we think we can do and what we do. We have the capacity, and the day we take that capacity and do something with it, then we've got it made. Think about these things. They're just the beginning. And you and I are the ones who are knowing how to think about all that it is and to be excited about all that it is. Because it's the most wonderful, glorious experience in the entire world. And we are there. Have a wonderful day of tiniest transistors boggling your mind and just saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. And let it be so. I love you. I love you. I love you.